Hi, welcome to the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones, called The Subtle Push to the Cloud. With SQL Server 2014 released, there's a temptation to upgrade for many DBAs. However, the licensing costs and the debatable improvements in the product will temper the DBA's enthusiasm with the reality of the ROI that's often seen by management. While reading about the licensing changes, I saw this note from Tom LaRocque, who wrote about the features most of us aren't using. It made me think about upgrades and perhaps the strategy that Microsoft is actually employing. As Tom mentioned, the features not being used are Enterprise Edition features. This prevents many of us from upgrading to use them because Enterprise Edition is just so expensive. Actually, even Standard Edition is expensive these days, given the per-core licensing. And I suspect lots of companies with SQL Server 2008, 2005, even 2000 are debating whether or not the upgrade is really worth the cost for any of their versions. The piece also mentions that Azure is much less expensive in the short term, and you should consider it. Of course, at some point, the money you pay will be more than buying a license and a server, but that assumes you run them for the same length of time. You'll likely upgrade at some point, and if you upgrade both hardware and software, the cloud really starts to look more attractive. However, it's not simple to move into the cloud, nor is it appropriate for some applications. But it does seem that Microsoft would prefer to have most companies running in Azure, on a single platform they run, they patch, they support. Many companies might prefer the same thing, though I worry if we find that on-premises version of many products to be second-class citizens in terms of development support if too many customers get pushed to the cloud. Let me know what you think. I'm Steve Jones for the Voice of the DBA podcast.